Sports Grill
in downtown Maryville, coming a day earlier than normal due to Bearcat basketball tomorrow night at a Bearcat Arena, as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams will be hosting Lincoln University. Got a good show on hand for you tonight. We'll be talking basketball with head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullen. Also, a player off his team in Tyler Doherty. We'll be on talking on the women's side with head coach Buck Scheel and a player off his squad in Kylie Coleman. Again, that's all coming up on the program this evening. Well, I'm Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. Also helping behind the scenes, as always, is Ryan Elliott and Jenny James. And Matt's been busy last weekend or so with some good basketball played out at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, it was. It's always good to get that rivalry in against Missouri Western. And after having a week off playing at Fort Hays State the previous Saturday, Northwest coming in and able to pick up a good sweep, first MIAA sweep we've seen this season from Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball. And you look at the men's basketball game, a top to bottom, really good effort of only allowing 60 points to Missouri Western. But then the other side setting a program record, single game record, shooting almost 69% from the field. Couldn't miss, 80% in the second half alone. So really came to play, really looked good. And like a team that once they hit March playing like that, they're going to be very difficult to deal with. And then, of course, on the women's side too, a much-needed win for Coach Shields' team to be able to come out and knock off a pretty good Missouri Western team and find a way to hang on. They played well throughout the season in games, but then getting to that fourth quarter and sustaining a lead and holding on to it down the stretch has been difficult. So to see him do that, we have Kylie Coleman, you mentioned, coming in to talk a little later on, and she hit a couple big free throws late to help put that one just enough out of reach there. So big efforts out of some seniors and juniors, as well as some freshmen stepping up on that team. So good weekend overall, and hoping that carries with, of course, Lincoln coming to town tomorrow, then Lindenwood on Saturday.
I think one of the things on the men's side that stands out to me more than just the 68.8% shooting from the field is just they limited Missouri Western to just 13 rebounds for the game. And that's a lot of teams have at least by halftime. And just, of course, when you're shooting that kind of percentage, there's probably not as many opportunities to come up with rebounds. But still, that's just an amazing stat.
Yeah, they out-rebounded them, what, was it 31-13 or 33? Yeah. It was pretty ridiculous, but you think back to the previous Saturday, Chrissy Buendow, 14 rebounds by himself in one game. Missouri Western as a whole, 13. And, you know, you have to attribute that to you're knocking down shots, so they don't have a chance to get a defensive rebound. But then the other side, too, limiting the chance for offensive rebounds for Missouri Western. So the Bearcats did a great job of that in that ball game, and, you know, game in, game out, there's always going to be some players on the other team that that may have more size, of course. But this team that we saw all last year and previous Ben McCollum teams, they're going to outwork you on the glass. They definitely did that on Saturday.
And I know as we get to this part of the season, a lot of the attention goes toward the MIAA postseason tournament and qualifying for that. And again, as you look at both sides here, on the men's side trying to get that top seed in the tournament, and on the women's side trying to fight to get into the tournament, and both still have excellent opportunities here.
Yeah, Saturday was a big day. Not only did Northwest men come out and get a win, but then you see Washburn up on Central Missouri. They ended up losing that basketball game. So Northwest Missouri State and Washburn tied 9-2 apiece in the MIAA conference standing. So those two teams have a chance to duke it out as the season goes on and get that top spot in the conference. Northwest actually playing at Washburn 1 week from this Saturday. So that's a big basketball game on the horizon there. But take care of your own business. You can win the conference, and you still have a chance to go ahead and find a way to host the region once the NCAA tournament comes around, too. So every regular season game and postseason game from here on out, once you get to the MIAA tournament, they are huge for those NCAA tournament implications. Then you look at the women's team, the struggles for a young basketball team, everything that they've gone through, and you see them slowly make that progress. To come out and get a win over Missouri Western on Saturday, now all of a sudden, you're only one game back of Lindenwood in that for that final spot in the MIAA conference standing. So you knock off Lincoln, you knock off Lindenwood, you can jump into there. And after beating Missouri Western, you're only two games back of Missouri Western for the 11th spot. So they could climb and climb in a hurry with those teams right above. This women's team can get hot, continue to play well, and knock down some shots.
And, again, as they're playing well and they pick up that win against Missouri Western, and it's nice to be able to play well and get a win. It's the past couple weeks where they've been showing a lot of improvement, just couldn't quite get it done. But hopefully they can just build off that win on Saturday.
Yeah, and, we, you know, I had a chance to talk with Coach Shield a little bit at the the media luncheon yesterday, and we'll have him on a little bit later on this evening, too. But, you know, we saw back in early December against Central Oklahoma the second conference game of the season, and they lose that one 57-53, but leading throughout the fourth quarter, couldn't find a way to hang on. And that was a ranked team at the time. Well, they've grown so much since that point, and now you see them in that late-game situation to where able to seal the game against Missouri Western by hitting some free throws but also getting some big defensive stops. Missouri Western scored 3 points in the final 3 minutes of that basketball game. So there's one thing you can take away and learn from the men's team. It's, hey, play defense late while winning games. We saw the women do that on Saturday.
We've talked in the past couple weeks on the show a little baseball and softball. News came out today from the MIAA as far as the preseason coaches polls. And on the softball side, the Northwest softball team picked third in the coaches poll. And for the baseball team, picked in the number nine position. And both teams will be getting their seasons off to a quick start here, in particular for the men, as they'll be in action this weekend down at Arkansas Fort Smith.
Kind of hard to believe. It's pretty chilly when you go outside, but I guess that's the upside of getting to go down south and play some ball games. And for the baseball team, you know, you lose the MIAA Pitcher of the Year in Anthony Canapiel, but still some depth coming back there in the pitching staff as well as in that lineup. So tied for ninth in the preseason coaches poll, you know, that doesn't carry too much weight. This is a team that has potential to really jump up in the top half of those standings, make the MIAA tournament once again and make a push there. And the softball team really getting a lot of respect with everything they have coming back as well, and had a chance to talk with Coach Anderson last week during the coaches show. So to be third in the softball preseason poll and even receiving a first-place vote, Central Oklahoma receiving all the other 13 first-place votes, but it's a lot of respect for Northwest softball and what everybody thinks they have coming back, so they have a chance to make some noise as well.
And they'll get to know the road to Bentonville, Arkansas pretty well the next couple weekends, I believe starting on like the 10th down in Bentonville with a lot of games there and a couple of tournaments.
Yeah, starting out down south where it's a little bit warm, but hopefully it'll warm up quick. We know especially for baseball, that first home game is around, we'll say February 23rd, right around in there, the MIAA opener against Emporia State. So hopefully the weather will clear up for us here in the next few weeks and get to see these teams come back home and play here.
Talk a little bit more about this with Ben when he comes on the program, but the Bearcat basketball program on the men's side got a little bit of notice this weekend over in down in Springfield with the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame ceremonies. Of course, former Bearcat coach Steve Tabmeyer being inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. And then Ben, on the other end, too, got recognized for his NABC Coach of the Year honor from last year, and the men's team for their national championship got special recognition. So a nice evening in Springfield where a lot of recognition for the Bearcat basketball program.
Yeah, always good to see the Bearcats down in Springfield getting recognition like that. Man, Steve Tabmeyer had so many good years here and bringing Northwest up to where they right on the cusp of you know, where Ben would have had took them through of not only getting to the Elite Eight, but then breaking down that door and winning a national championship last year. So it's kind of cool, too, to see last year's coaching staff, this one as well, but without Andy Peterson now. But last year, too, when you see Ben McCollum and Austin Meyer and Andy Peterson all sitting right there together, and all those guys came up at Northwest under Steve Tabmeyer and learned from him and really got a start under him. And so it's kind of that passing of the torch. So it couldn't have been too much better for Northwest.
And Taff said that he didn't anticipate this, but it was really the second biggest thing that happened to him the past week, becoming a grandfather earlier in the week, and told everybody there that he had pictures in the back for them to want to see, too. So he's a proud grandpa. But, again, that was a pretty big week for him.
Definitely a big week. He's able to laugh and show the pictures and enjoy the having a grandchild come that week because – it's not his. He's not taking it home every night, getting that lack of sleep. So that's a little more brutal.
Reminder that support for the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. We'll continue to talk basketball when we come back after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcast. Offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXTV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We continue on and talk with Tyler Doherty from the Northwest men's basketball team. And, Tyler, you're saying before we came on and right now, just kind of going through the scouting report for a big week and, first of all, Lincoln coming up tomorrow. So that'll be a fun matchup, I would guess.
Yeah, we're excited.
What do you think about Lincoln right now?
I don't really know what to think. They play fast. I think it'll be really up to our defense. Honestly, I was looking at through the scouting report, and I didn't really recognize anybody from last year, maybe one or two players. But the coaches do a good job of getting us prepared. So I think it'll be up to our defense, and then our offense will come naturally.
Just talk about your role with the team. Obviously, playing behind your brother in the lineup, but you've been getting out and getting a lot of meaningful minutes. And just kind of talk about how you prepare for each game.
Just make sure I know the scouting report. Brett's really good at knowing what to do every game. He's very solid. I think Max said it before, he's extremely consistent. So just talking to him about what coverages we're going to do, kind of talking to him about the individual players that the other team has and how to guard them, and just getting ready that way. So
when you look at this year's squad, coming in as defending national champions, just talk about your role this year as opposed to last year, again, being part of the program last year and then coming in this year, and just some of the things that maybe you're doing a little bit different for this year.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just be another positive member of the culture. Mac talks about it all the time, is that there's a way to do things, and you want to make sure as a Bearcat you do those things the right way. The seniors do a good job of instilling that. We look to them for example, and I'm kind of in a following position right now, and you want to be a good follower, as you want good followers as well as you want good leaders. So I think that's my position right now, to be a really good follower in any ways that I can.
And then just kind of waiting your time, you've got a couple more years coming up down the line. Where, is right now something where you're just kind of paying attention to what guys like your brother and Chris and Dal and others are doing out there to be able to emulate when you get in a position of leadership?
Yeah, definitely. They really set the example and kind of, set that example so we know what to do when we get in a position where we have more pull, so just follow their example.
One of the things that always strikes me in being around this team is just how close you guys are. It just seems like when you travel with you, you get a chance to see where there doesn't seem to be any major clicks on this team. It looks like you guys just all get along so well.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. It's really, it's not like we consciously try to put effort into including people. It's just everybody on the team is, they just fit. They all add each specific kind of personality trait. We got a lot of goofballs and a lot of guys that will have fun, so it's pretty easy.
Another thing that's kind of fun watching the program is just not only the players, but the parents and the families of all the players seem to be really tight, too. I see your parents and other parents just up in the crowd every game having a good time, and I imagine that means a lot to everyone as well.
Yeah, it means a lot. I just crack up every time I look up and I see my mom. She's got this towel that she waves. I think she's kind of notorious for it now. But, every parent's really involved, super supportive, always there on the road. And it's nice seeing familiar faces every week. Kind of brings a sense of home to you when you're going through the grind of the season. So it's really good to have that support.
Well, one thing I know about your mom, she's a pretty good baker as well. She dropped by some of her cookies after the game at
Dick
Pace, too. We really appreciated that. I don't know about the rest.
I don't know if you want to believe her when she says that she makes them. I think a lot of them she gets from the store, but I probably shouldn't have said that.
You don't want to start. They were good. That's all I know.
She knows which ones to buy.
And let's talk about the dynamic of you and your brother coming down and playing at Northwest Missouri State, coming from Omaha, and following your brother down here. What really was some things that you decided that you wanted? Why did you want to be a Bearcat just like your brother?
From the few times that I came up here and watched him when it was just him up here, I don't know what it is, but you really get a sense of family and a sense of inclusion when you're up here. And I just, from hearing what he thought of it, the coaches, the players, kind of the environment around campus, from the start, I kind of made up my mind that I wanted to come here, even when other schools were recruiting me. So, and then Brett, I mean, I never heard him say anything bad about it. And it's not like he was refraining from saying anything bad because he wanted me to come here. I mean, he'd tell me everything about it, and there was nothing bad in it, and he loved his experience, so I wanted to come and join that. So,
wasn't any sibling rivalry growing up, was there, out on the driveway?
Oh, man. I don't know. I was a little hothead. He knew how to pluck my strings, too. So, yeah, I don't know. We almost couldn't compete at anything because I would just freak out. I was a really bad loser. I think when we were on here last time, we were talking about video games. And even with video games, we couldn't play each other. We'd have to put a barrier in between each other. Because if he made any little face, I'd just go off. But, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Does any of that continue on here in college at all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've guarded him every single day in practice for the last 2 years. So, yeah, definitely. And it gets heated in practice every once in a while through the competition, and it's fun, though. It drives us. So,
how does that play out when you've been guarding him and playing against each other ever since you were very little? Where the two of you probably know each other the moves better than anybody. Does that change a little bit the way you defend him in practice?
Definitely. He's got a bunch of little moves that they're really good moves, but I know what he's thinking when he gets it in there. He's still really good in the post. He pivots and does all kinds of stuff, but I can kind of, every once in a while, I'll kind of jump a move, and he won't be expecting it. But, yeah, I mean, and he knows how to guard me, too. He'll have a hand where I'm going to a move, and his hand will already be there because we just know each other that well. But, yeah, definitely.
Now, you talked a little bit about video games. I was talking to Ben a little bit on the trip down to Springfield this weekend about a game that the entire team's kind of getting into on the phones, I guess, that HQ trivia game.
Oh, yeah. I don't do it as much as the others. I have it on my phone. I've done it a couple times, but I think it's a nightly thing that comes on at 8, and it's a live trivia, and I think if you get so far through, you win like $2,000, which is never going to happen for any of us, but we try it, and I think the questions get progressively harder, but I'm too stupid for any of that.
You're saying on the bus trips when that comes on, you can just hear the phones all the way up and down the
bus.
Yeah,
everybody, it goes silent, and all you can hear is the little guy on there announcing each question.
Well, you would think with a bus full of people that somebody should be able to get it right, but with everybody helping out there by then.
Yeah, well, people are selfish with their answers. If I don't know an answer, I'll be asking everybody, and they'll just look at their phones like they didn't hear me. I guess it's a competition with that, too.
Tell us a little bit about academics. I know you were saying a little bit earlier you've got big tests that you're studying for here tonight. Just talk a little bit about what you're studying and what you hope to do after graduation.
Yeah, I'm a double major right now in managerial finance and business management. Honestly, what got me into it is my mom. She works for Union Pacific, and she's a recruiting coordinator. So she works with college students, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to do coming out of high school. Brett has always done he was always pretty sure about physical therapy. We have family friends that are both physical therapists, and so he knew what he was going to do, and I was kind of thinking I was going to get into that, but then the more I thought about it, I thought how I'd have my mom kind of as a backbone to get into the business world. So I don't know, I feel like I'm good with people. I can talk to people well. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm trying to get an internship this summer. I don't know what that's going to what that's going to be like, but I'm excited.
Well, you got a couple more years to figure that out too.
Yeah, it feels like I got to figure it out now. But I really do. I got to take a deep breath.
All right, well, Tyler, thanks a lot for being with us. And by the way, be sure to tell your mom she has any extra cookies. She knows where we are at the end of the ball game.
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right, Tyler Doherty with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll continue to talk basketball right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, before we talk more about just the X's and O's and what's taking place on the floor, a big weekend down in Springfield for not only former head coach Steve Tappmeyer, but also the Bearcat men's program getting recognized. First you with the Coach of the Year honor from last year from the NABC, and then the team getting special recognition for winning the national championship. So kind of a nice Sunday evening in Springfield.
Yeah, it was a fun event. It you know, going down, you always somewhat, not necessarily dread these things, but you don't necessarily get overly excited to go sit there for 2.5-3 hours. But it was good. It flowed. It went quick, and some of the names that were shown and inducted in the Hall of Fame was pretty neat. And I think it meant a lot to Coach Tapp that we were there to see him go in the Missouri State Hall of Fame, which, you know, that's a pretty impressive feat. Not everybody gets in there, and he's done a lot for his former players and for, I guess, the game of basketball and the MIAA. I think, you know, for him, it's not really so much about winning and getting in those Hall of Fames. It's the impact that he's made on a lot of his former players, including myself, and how they live their lives to this day, and you know why they live it a certain way. You know, is a reflection on how he treated us in college and how he made us better.
Yeah, and I think one thing Tapp talks about, and you've talked about too, just it's not just an individual honor. I mean, he's obviously getting the honor there, but he's been quick to point out all the assistant coaches and people he's had throughout that's helped him get to that particular spot.
Yeah, what you notice is some of the best leaders or some of the best coaches, I guess, in his case, understand that the people around them are by far and away more important than themselves, and you know, and genuinely believe that. You know, I think with him, he genuinely believes that the only reason he was successful was because he was fortunate enough to get as many good people around him as he could possibly get, and then he put him in position to be successful. And that's, to me, the sign of a good leader is understanding people's strengths and weaknesses and getting them to and guiding them towards those strengths, and that's what he did a good job of.
And what were some of the things that you took from being around Tapp, not only as a player but as a graduate assistant under him?
Well, I think the consistency is probably one of the first things that you think of. When I came from NIAC, I had always been pretty good basketball player, and we've always finished kind of second, third place, and I've talked about this before, but when I came here, I saw why there is such a drastic difference between first place and second place. And it's in those moments where you really don't want to practice. He forced you to practice, and he was always ready to go. He was very consistent in his approach and kept things very simple with that. I think the second thing was just his level of loyalty. I don't know that you see that level of loyalty in today's day and age. You just don't see it, even at my age and in my generation of people. A lot of people are in it for themselves, and he was obviously in it for himself, but he understood there was a level of making sure that you are loyal to all those around you, and he was very loyal to a fault, probably to me and to anybody that was underneath him. And so I understood that now, that's how I have to be, and you know, obviously I'm still a work in progress, but if you're loyal to those people around you, generally they're loyal back.
Do you get a chance to talk to him during the season some as well?
Oh yeah, I just talked to him today. So yeah, I talked to him pretty consistently. So today, I don't know, he was calling me about a player out of St. Louis, and so then it always ends up being a longer conversation than the 5 minutes we thought it was going to be. But no, he's doing well. He gets to go to practices. He just had a new grandchild, and he's pretty excited about that. I want to see him hold the baby. I would love to see that. I'm sure it's like a little doll. Just, you know, he's such a big guy, but we're excited for him making the Hall of Fame, and he definitely deserves it.
I think one final note about the Hall of Fame: when you look at the list of people in there, there's a pretty good group just from Northwest Missouri State that's in that Hall of Fame. Of course, Mel Churchma in, as well as Dr. Haar, D.C. David Colt's in there, Wayne Winstead, former women's coach in there. So the university has been well represented through the years with getting honored with a lot of good people who have come through this program.
Absolutely. You know, we've had obviously really good athletics and really good teams, and that helps get those people in. And you know, for ours, we had three people from the same table all sitting right next to each other, ironically, that were in the Hall of Fame. And so obviously that's a neat deal for Northwest Missouri State. And it just shows the level of athletics that we have. And again, more importantly, I think it shows the impact that athletics have on your college students and whatnot, and the importance of athletics and the importance of those people and how they've touched people's lives.
Well, let's just talk about the win over Missouri Western Saturday afternoon at Bearcat Arena. A good win. And again, they set a program record with a shooting percentage for a game of 68.8%. But and talked to you about this as well, and we were talking with Matt a little bit earlier. What to me is impressive, just limiting the Griffins to just 13 rebounds for the entire game.
Yeah, I haven't seen a stat like that before. That was kind of odd. 13 rebounds, regardless of how well you shoot, seems to be pretty low. But yeah, I guess I don't know that we limited. I guess we just made shots, and so then they couldn't get the rebounds. And that seems to help.
It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt a bit.
So and then I thought defensively we rebounded pretty well, and limited their chances at offensive rebounds. I'm not sure how many turnovers they had or how many turnovers we had to change the types of possessions. But yeah, I thought we played good. I thought offensively our rhythm was good, our flow was good. I thought we moved the basketball well. It helps when you make the shot as well. I thought everybody did. I think the slight tweak to our offense has really paid dividends in getting everybody involved in the offense. I think before we were kind of a one-trick pony, and then if that didn't work, then we'd go inside to Brett on an isolation. And so now we've added some movement to the offense, which I think is going to help. Obviously, we're going to get scouted here shortly, and we'll have to adjust to that. But so far, so good.
Justin Pitts back in the lineup. Obviously, you never want to lose Justin, especially to an injury like he had a couple of weeks ago at Nebraska Kearney. But it looked like the rest may have done him a little bit of good as well.
It does. He gets to where he mentally grinds. It becomes very difficult making all those plays and then bringing the ball up constantly. And teams are really physical with him this year, and it wears him out quite a bit. And I think he was just worn out mentally and obviously injured as well. And, and it helped. It got his legs back underneath him. He was able to hit the reset button, refresh himself, and you could see that in his play. He's had a great couple days of practice yesterday and today, and so hopefully he carries that into tomorrow.
In the long run, will this help the team a little bit too, where the rest of the team realizes that they can do some things and don't have to rely on Justin quite so much?
I think so. You know, you can tell them that, but until they're forced to do it, I think, yeah, they've been relying on him pretty heavily, and we do, and we do late in games, and we're going to continue to rely on him heavily. But now we can get some rhythm and flow before the last, you know, 5-6 minutes when it becomes Justin time, and then obviously in the postseason it becomes Justin time at about the 12-minute mark. So, you know, it's just how you win games. He doesn't turn it over. He's safe. We get good shots. We ice out the game, and you can set your defense. And so that's a big deal for our team, and that's why we give him the ball so much.
So we get to this point in the season, seeing things play out a little bit with the MIAA standings. Washburn came up with a couple of losses here in the last week and a half, and now Northwest and Washburn sitting at the top of the MIAA.
Absolutely. That's you know, it's tough when you're at the top with in Washburn's case, and they lost two games, one that they lost late, had a lead late and lost it, and then the other lost at home, and they had a lead early in that game. It's hard to be in first place. It's hard to take people's best shots, and I think that's what they're finding out. And they've got a tough stretch coming up. They got to go to Hayes and to Kearney, who they've already played once at home. That's a tough stretch. So it all works itself out. I think for us, just continue to compete, continue to play hard, and good things will happen, hopefully.
And we're talking with head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. When we come back, we'll talk about the week ahead as Lincoln and Lindenwood come to Bearcat Arena. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're live at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, Lincoln up tomorrow evening, 7:30 tip-off. Just talk a little bit about Lincoln, a team that dropped, I think, their first 5 games of the conference schedule, but here in the last 3 weeks, looks like we got a few things figured out and played some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, they're a good team. They had a tough stretch to start, though. They lost a lot of close games. They were on the road a lot. I think offensively they're really good. They score it at a high level. They can really shoot it. I think they make 9-10 threes a game. They're having trouble taking care of the basketball. Would probably be, if they had a weakness, that would be it. You know, the guy does a really good job of coaching them. You know, he makes good adjustments throughout the game, especially offensively, and so they'll be a difficult matchup.
Yeah, it looks like it's a roster that's got a lot of new players on the team this year.
Yeah, it does. They lost a lot from last season, but they brought in some really good players. You know, fortunately, we're trying to see if we can hold somebody under 50 this year. That's our goal. But no, they've got some really good talented players, and they're just coming together. And that's what you see where they lost a few early. But they'll be tough. They'll be a good team.
What are some of the keys to tomorrow night's game?
Well, I mean, just continue to play like we've been playing, obviously, and then limit their limit them offensively. You got to defend them, and they're very difficult to defend because they run so many different actions within their ball screens. And so, you know, they'll set them with different people, set them with different angles. The spacing will be different time and time again. And so you really have to concentrate and be aggressive and use your hands actively to take away a lot of their reads.
After tomorrow night's game with Lincoln, it's Lindenwood on Saturday afternoon. Just talk a little bit about Lindenwood coming to town.
I haven't seen them play. I think they're similar to last year where they probably run a bunch of ISOs and then defensively they'll play whatever defense works that day. So they'll play 10 different defenses and hopefully find one that works. And so, you know, we got to be ready. They're a good team. And, you know, both teams are – every team in the MIAA is good.
One final note, just part of a string of home games here. And, boy, the atmosphere at Bearcat Arena has just been electric. That game with Missouri Western, that was a fun afternoon.
It was, you know, and people are coming out. And obviously, you win, they come out. Thought we did a good job. You know, McKenzie did a good job of going out and, you know, doing the whiteout and get some of the fraternities and sororities there. And then Coach Meyer got out and passed out some donuts and some orange juice and spent about 4 hours out in the cold trying to get people to the game. So, you know, hopefully our guys appreciate the crowds that we get because I know a lot of people work hard to get them there. And obviously our kids work hard to get them there as well. They're fun to watch. Our kids are fun to watch too. You know, I mean, you can't go anywhere else for the most part and get that quality of basketball where they win. We've got good kids that you want to support, kids that will be successful after Northwest, and it's fun to watch. You know, why wouldn't you want to come?
Oh, no doubt about that. They are a fun group to watch, and a couple good games coming up this weekend.
Yeah, should be a fun couple games, and you know, hopefully our kids will compete.
All right, that's Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll come back and turn our attention to women's basketball right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back out to Carson Sports Grill, the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Tritt now being joined by Northwest Missouri State women's head basketball coach, Buck Scheel. Coach, always good to see you. Coming off a win against Missouri Western, what's practice been like just diving right back in and kind of getting that momentum back on your side?
Oh, it's been okay. You know, I was hoping for a little bit more energy throughout this week, and it's picked up a little bit compared to earlier in the week. But, you know, it's definitely something good to build off of with just the way this season has gone, especially the second semester, how we were taking good strides game by game and then, you know, got the job done against Missouri Western. And so, you know, hopefully we'll continue to feed off of that as we get into the weekend.
Take me through going through the locker room and just kind of the sigh of relief of talking to the girls after that one, then they going home that night and just processing it all after a difficult start, but seeing the progress. Did it just kind of feel like that monkey is finally off your back?
Yeah, you know, there was definitely a lot of excitement in the locker room, and I was just really happy for them to get that game, finish that game, and finish well. And you know, it just it takes time. And, you know, our young kids have really started to develop their game and become, you know, more impacts game by game. And some of our, you know, our returners and our upperclassmen have kind of started to find their stride a little bit as well. And, you know, that was the one thing that that we had kind of talked about on Tuesday, was just making sure that we're continuing to play better game by game and not just, you know, not just being happy with where we're at, because we shouldn't be happy with where we're at, but, you know, want to improve more and have more growth.
Missouri Western scored 3 points in the final 3 minutes of the ball game. Defensively, able to close that one out. I mean, is that something you're looking at, saying, you know, we played okay early in the season, but we're finding times to get the stops at the right time?
Yeah, you know, we had a good, really good game plan going into that game, and knew what they were really going to, you know, be trying to do offensively, just with their with the way the makeup of their roster and what they'd been doing going into that game. They you know, there were a lot of specific things that they were trying to do, and I thought we did a great job on their three main players. With their post players, as well as their guards, and just taking things away at the right times. And, you know, a lot of times when you get into those situations, you just got to have people make plays. And we had some people step up and hit some shots and get some key stops and just be at the right place in the right time. So it was good to see that.
And you want to go into every game, and you want to see big games from your upperclassmen. Mallory McAndrews struggled a little bit offensively, not able to knock down a bucket in the ball game, but you still see a freshman point guard, Jalen Haggard, with 14 in the ball game. A freshman guard, Kylie Coleman, goes to the free throw line, knocks down some big free throws with 3 seconds left. Seeing those performances, I mean, just the growth out of those players, what's the confidence level like when you get in those situations and know they're in big spots?
Yeah, you know, I can tell that they have the confidence when they're out there, just because they've grown so much from the beginning of the season. And, you know, for them to be comfortable in those situations this early in their college career is great to see, because then there's just, you know, it's only going to get better. And I think with them, especially the growth that they have shown throughout this season and even throughout this second semester has been tremendous, and I think it's going to continue.
You said the other day Kylie hit 43 of 43 free throws in practice, right?
One time, yeah.
Is she the best free throw shooter on the team?
From what I've witnessed firsthand, you know, obviously we all have our days here and there, but, you know, she's very comfortable when she was at the free throw line, and so, you know, I knew when she was up there in that situation that we were going to be fine.
Would you go head-to-head with her in a free-throw shooting contest?
Probably.
Probably?
Yeah, I'd take a shot at it, at least.
I like the confidence there.
That's right.
You know, the one thing we did talk about before, though, the whiteout. You wore the white tie on white on the white button-up. Are you going to go white tie the rest of the season?
No, I'm not like Coach Mack. You know, I try not to get too caught up in those superstitions and things like that. So, yeah.
Well, when you turn and look at what you have coming up this weekend, Lincoln on Thursday at home, Lindenwood on Saturday at home. Those are some big games.
Yeah.
Because you passed Lincoln in the standings and Lindenwood right there ahead of you.
Yeah, both big games for us, big opportunities, especially be playing at home, you know, which I think just puts that much more impact on these games. And, you know, for us to, you know, find those end spots with that first round of the MIAA tournament with the play-in opportunity, you know, we've got to take care of business at home, and you know that definitely continues tomorrow night, and it's going to be a tough game. You know, Lincoln, you look at their record, and you might not think they're very good, but they've played a lot of the top teams in our league to close games, some single digit, you know, late fouling situations, kind of stretch it out 12 to 15, and but then they've also, you know, been blown out of some games, and so, you know, they're a team that is kind of streaky. They're kind of streaky shooting, which is something that we'll hopefully try to be able to take advantage of. But, you know, they can beat you from a lot of different angles, and so we just have to make sure that for us defensively, we're really solid, really understand their personnel, and offensively we have to, you know, be like we were on Saturday with taking care of the ball, taking advantage of every possession as much as possible, and just being a lot more consistent.
They are a team that's really struggled to shoot the ball throughout the season, and bottom of the MIAA in three-point percentage, but they have some size in that team, and they can pound the ball inside. How big is a game like this after seeing, you know, solid performances out of Kehlani and Tanya and Marie in the post to see them double down this week?
Yeah, that's going to have to continue. They've got some good length and good athleticism inside, and so those are going to be areas that we are going to have to set ourselves up early defensively to make sure that we don't get out of position, and then offensively we're going to have to, you know, really work to have good scoring opportunities in there, not trying to force things, and understand that, you know, they're probably going to be looking to double down, and so we've got to make sure that we're finding those angles and getting that ball kicked out and keeping it moving and not just putting up shots, put them up. And so, you know, we did a pretty good job of that on Saturday, I thought, of recognizing those doubles. And so hopefully we can just continue to have that production out of our inside presence.
Now, we kind of spoke about it before, but Lincoln and Linwood, you're right there in the mix for that MIAA tournament spot, really only two games back of Missouri Western now for it, too. With the confidence your team's building, the way they're playing right now, is the schedule kind of breaking the way you'd want it to?
Yeah, it is. You know, obviously in the MIAA, you never really have any kind of nights off. And, you know, some nights are more difficult than other nights, but every night's going to be, it's going to be a tough game, a hard-fought game. And so, you know, to have two home games after a win over Missouri Western is pretty crucial for us, just to hopefully, you know, continue doing what we're doing, but then, you know, not having to deal with travel and staying in a hotel and things like that. So hopefully, you know, we can really use that to our advantage and, you know, put together a little streak here with these next two games here at home.
Talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with head coach Buck Scheel. Kylie Coleman, your guest here this evening, a 5'9" freshman. What she brought to the table and some of the grit and toughness you've seen really develop as the season's gone on.
Well, Kylie played for a, you know, really successful high school program out of Waukee, Iowa, and so she was around and developed into a winning culture throughout her high school career, and just watching her develop as a as a player throughout high school and the success that she had. Was something that we were really wanting to add to our program. And then since she's gotten here, she's just continued to grow. And, you know, obviously with freshmen, it always takes a little bit of time for them to grow as a player and as a person, as far as being a voice and having a presence and, you know, just getting that confidence that they had with the comfort level of their high school team to get it with their new team in college sometimes takes some time. And, you know, for her, we could see that page really start to turn towards the end of first semester. And since then, she's just, you know, continued to really have a positive presence for us day in and day out.
And continue to develop, and get to see her back on the floor tomorrow night as the Bearcats take on Lincoln at home. That one, a 5:30 start in Bearcat Arena. Buck, appreciate your time. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Scheel, Northwest Missouri State head basketball coach. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Kylie Coleman here on the KXTV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat radio network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with freshman Kylie Coleman. Kylie from Waukee, Iowa, played at Waukee High School. Kylie, appreciate you coming on the show. Your first year in Maryville, how are things going for you as far as getting used to the town, but also classes, basketball, and everything that comes with it?
Yeah, it's definitely different from high school, but I'm really liking it. I like the coaches and the team and just the campus because it's really a family atmosphere, and that's what they told me when I went on my visit. So it's just nice to know that, like, that's actually real.
You know, we talked about it with Jalen and Mallory McConkey a little bit and everything, but there's that transition of you get here and school's a full-time job. There's a lot that goes into it and the studying and everything, but then you throw basketball, which is a second full-time job. Eats up a lot of your time, and it's kind of hard to make that transition, but has it been pretty smooth for the most part of getting in there and kind of feeling it both out, balancing classes with practice and games?
Yeah, I was fortunate with, like, a pretty easygoing first semester with, like, classes and stuff, so that wasn't too bad. And then we had study halls, which really helped because that was, like, designated time out of your day to definitely get your work done, so that helped a lot, and it's just same thing this semester.
Well, Bearcats picking up a win 56-53 over Missouri Western on Saturday. You step up, 6 points, 2 of 3 from the field, played 20 minutes in the ball game, and a couple of big free throws late in that one. But walk me through that basketball game of, you know, there's a chance to come in and, as I said to Coach, get that monkey off your back and get that first W in conference play. How big was that for the team, and at what point did you have a feeling like, we're going to get it done tonight?
Yeah, that was actually a huge game. And we started out really rough, like within the first quarter, getting down 9-2, I think it was. And then about halftime, I realized, like, we're definitely in this and we're not going to lose this. And I had thought that in previous games, but for some reason I felt different about this one. And second half, we came out pretty strong and we knocked down some big shots. And then towards the end, I felt like we were definitely going to pull away. And then I got up to the free throw line and I was just like, these are just normal free throws, just knock them down. And some of the girls at Mo West were talking, like, in the lane, they're like, she's going to miss them, so just get the ball and go.
Talking a little trash, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, well, now I can't miss. So fortunately, I knocked him down.
And a good free throw shooter, Coach mentioned what you do in practice, well over 70% free throw shooter going into those shots here for this season. But that's a big growth moment for a freshman, isn't it? Coming in, closing out a ball game against a rival like that, not only for the team, but for yourself, taking those steps forward personally as a player.
Yeah, it's definitely a big confidence boost because throughout the season I've been shaky as a freshman, like getting quality minutes, which I didn't know if I would get or not. So getting those and then being able to step up and hit those free throws late in the game and get the win over our rival Mo West was huge. So I think that confidence helps with not only me but the entire team, and that'll push us through the next couple games.
Now, you talked about you thought coming out of halftime you're going to pull away and get this one. And I think you got up by 7 or 8 points a couple times there in the third, fourth quarter. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I think they're going to pull this one out. Then you look up, like, man, there's a ton of time left.
Yeah.
And there's been some struggles there throughout. Is that one of those to where every second ticking off the clock just feels like it takes forever?
Yes, for sure. That was the same with SBU when we played them because we were so close. We're right there in so many different games. So I don't know why, but I just had this feeling like we're definitely pulling this one out. And then people stepped up at big times, and we got different help from different people that sometimes don't get, like, the, I don't know, they're not, like, the ones that are usually the ones to step up. So just to get that was a confidence boost for them, and then it was just a great feeling to be able to stay on top of that one.
Has this been a good season, too, of you getting used to your teammates? You mentioned that family feel before, too, but everybody trying to pick each other up at different times, you know, if you have a good shooting night, you're picking someone else up, and vice versa. You see a couple of upperclassmen maybe struggle a little bit, but then Keilani Mayava, probably her best game as a Bearcat. You step up with some huge minutes off the bench that everybody's trying to help out everybody to get this team to where it needs to be.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell in games, like, we have games where Jay will go off for 20 and Tom will go off for 20, and it's never, like, the same person on the same night. And, like, sometimes it'll be them for a couple games in a row, and then somebody else will step up big, like Kay, and then there's games where Mace comes in and she gets so many good hustle plays, and that's just really exciting because that gets everyone going. So it's just great to know that if one person isn't having their best night, which happens, that somebody else is going to be there to step up.
Well, you talked about it a little bit early, just not knowing the minutes you're going to get coming in your freshman year of college basketball, and you know, maybe a little bit sparing there early in the season, but earning more and more minutes each game, and you played half the ball game there against Missouri Western. But from coming from a winning team in high school, an impact player there, to transitioning into, you know, trying to feel out where your minutes are going to be, is that difficult? Is that a mental game for you to play each day, saying, hey, no matter what happens, I'm here to win?
Yeah, it's definitely a mental game. We actually read a book called One Word over the new year, and we just had to, like, pick a word, and I picked mindset because that, like, controls your entire mentality for the rest of the day. So, like, every day just wake up and be like, I'm going to do whatever I can to be my best, and then walking on to practice, just, like, I'm going to try my best today because that's all you can do. So I think that's definitely helped, and then I've just realized, like, we need to start winning, and then we're going to get a shot at the conference tournament. So just having that mindset that, like, just play your hardest, and that's all you can do. So that's what I'm going to try and do.
And honestly, you get into the conference tournament, anything can happen at that point. You played exactly. So many close games with other teams, including mm-hmm. that second game where, man, second conference game, thought you were going to pull one out against UCO. Doesn't quite go your way, but
yeah.
Wouldn't mind seeing them come back around and find a way to pull one out against them a little later. But we're talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with freshman Kylie Coleman from Waukee, Iowa, played at Waukee High School, 12 points per game, a near 90% free throw shooter in high school. So, of course, we weren't surprised knocking down those free throws the other night, and shot 43%. From three-point range as a junior, a good ball player coming in, also a 5A state champion in 2015. What kind of helped you start developing into the basketball player that you are and kind of turn that corner knowing that you're going to be playing in college?
I had a lot of help from my high school coach, actually. He definitely helped with my confidence because I struggled with that in, like, freshman and sophomore year there. But he helped a lot, and then I had people to look up to because we had people from each class above me that went on to play either D1 or D2 basketball. So I looked up to them, and then there were tons of people within the CIML, which was my conference in high school, that were great athletes. So it was just nice to know that, like, I can look up to anyone and then just build my game off of that.
Was it not until senior year or even before that you started looking at Northwest?
It was before. I think it was maybe end of my sophomore, beginning of junior year, and then I really liked it when I came on my visit. And then when I found out that Coach Shiel was going to be the head coach, I was just, like, all in with Northwest.
Well, now you got a chance to come in and do some big things. Lincoln coming up on Thursday, Lindenwood on Saturday. Man, a couple more wins. Really start to rattle things up in the MIAA and work your way into that conference tournament. How big would that be freshman year, postseason, and get that experience early?
That would be huge because I think up until last Saturday's game, people had doubted us. Like, we had one win going through there. So now that we pulled off this big win, we had so many close games, we know we can do it. So it'd just be great to, like, prove everyone wrong because nobody thought we'd do it. So it'd be cool to see that happen.
Well, Kylie, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to another good ball game tomorrow night.
Thank you.
That's Kylie Coleman, Northwest Missouri State freshman guard. The Bearcats taking on Lincoln tomorrow night, 5:30 tip-off. Pregame here on KXCV KRNW at 5:10. We'll take a break. Be back to wrap up the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show here from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up from this evening's program here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll be back on a Thursday night next week as we've got Wednesday night basketball from Emporia. But don't forget, coming up on Saturday afternoon, it's actually, first of all, tomorrow night. Don't forget, tomorrow night we've got